It's Wednesday, the 15th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia's new official opposition party, the Independent Patriots for Change, with the support of other parties, has taken the country's electoral commission to court today to challenge the results of the 27 November elections. Here's IPC spokesperson Emmanuel Nashinge with more.
We're approaching Mr. Anton Katz, senior counsel from Cape Town. He's a very respected senior lawyer, both in the continent and outside, very much experienced within the international law, constitutionality and all that. The other ones are locals. We needed to go for a senior and very much experienced. Also, a bit of somebody from a different corner than here, so that at the end of the day, we have somebody that is going to touch on different corners based on the experience and somebody from outside.
Meanwhile, President Nangolo Mbumba is asking for 500,000 Namibia dollars in security in the event a cost order is secured against the IPC. The ECN demands 750,000 Namibia dollars and the Swapo Party 600,000 Namibia dollars. The court has adjourned for 30 minutes at the moment to consider the arguments regarding security. One Africa reporter Invalde Matthews is at the court and has the latest.
We are here at the Bindouk High Court. There was determination, of course, before the hearing goes on. Parties have given their sides. I mean, the Swapo Party is saying they are looking at 600,000 Namibian dollars to cover the cost. This is the security cost. The LPM, there was the first argued that they were looking at 50,000, but it was later clarified by the council that is going to be 500,000. The IPC says they are not entitled to, but it said that there is a provision in the Act that says every party that is taking place or should be indicate the security cost before the hearing goes on.
The Walvis Bay Municipality has introduced a mandatory taxi numbering system to improve public safety, strengthen law enforcement and monitor the regulation of transport services within the municipal area. Taxi owners are required to register for the numbering system at the municipality's traffic office. Registration will be processed on Thursdays only, with morning sessions from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and afternoon sessions from 2 to 4 p.m. Municipality spokesperson Anita Kaihiva.
So as we may know, Walvis Bay is really a growing hub industrially, as well as for the different booming industries, and now also for tourism. So the whole point of this is really to enhance, you know, passenger safety, promote accountability, then also to reduce the incidences of illegal operations within, you know, the taxi and transportation system within the town. And hopefully it helps us to improve our traffic management within the town, as well as building trust and accountability, you know, between the passengers who are really our residents and visitors.
In news from elsewhere, EFF leader Julius Malema blames the formation of Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto we Sizwe for his party's electoral decline in the 2024 general election, where EFF's national support dropped from 10.8% to 9.5%.
We suffered, like all political parties, to the MK. We know where our problem comes from. Our problem is in KZN, and our people were misled and organized on the basis of tribalism and backwardness and lies in the main.
And firefighters are facing challenging conditions in their battle against the Los Angeles wildfires, with powerful winds forecast over the next 24 hours that could cause extreme fire behavior in the blazes or turn any new spark into a raging inferno. The fires have resulted in the largest loss in U.S. history, with an estimated financial impact of $250 billion.
The National Weather Service has issued a rare red flag warning for dangerous conditions that could lead to what it calls explosive fire growth. The most destructive fire, the Palisades Fire, which has scorched about 23,700 acres, is currently about 17% contained as of Tuesday morning. The second largest blaze, the Eaton Fire, is 35% contained. The new fire warning covers Los Angeles and Ventura counties, with wind gusts expected to reach between 45 and 70 miles per hour, or 60 to 110 kilometers per hour. CNN reports that according to a source, there is no leading theory to the cause of the Palisades fire, and officials reported on Monday they were investigating an electrical transmission tower in Eaton Canyon. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, or our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.